I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
52 degrees.
Speeds on I-15 starting to decrease a bit in spots. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
It's our top story this half hour. A number of schools still closed along the Wasatch Front following Tuesday's destructive windstorm.
KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas begins our live team coverage in the KSL 24-hour news center. Adam?
Amanda, the Granite School District has confirmed 8 schools are closed today. Connections High, Wasatch Junior High, and then 6 elementary schools. Those 6 schools are Eastwood, Crestview, Upland Terrace, Cottonwood, and Rosecrest. 2 schools in the Davis School District are closed today, Centerville Elementary and Centerville Junior High. Highland Junior High and Mount Ogden Junior High are closed in Ogden. Today is turned into the first day of class in the Salt Lake City School District, and the Weber School District is open today except for 4 elementary schools, Birch Creek, H. Guy Child, Washington Terrace, and Roosevelt. Live, Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
Cities impacted by the huge windstorm this week have different ways of helping their residents clean up broken trees and other debris. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas takes a look.
The city of Ogden is telling residents to bring yard and tree debris to the city's green waste facility at 1845 Monroe Boulevard. And there's also a dump site available at 720 Park Boulevard, just behind the rodeo grounds. South Ogden has several temporary dump sites for storm debris. Club Heights Park, Friendship Park, Meadows Park, and Birch Creek Elementary School. You need to have proof you live in South Ogden to use them. Logan City has started a line just for green waste at its landfill scales to help speed up the lines of people hauling debris. It's extended hours for green waste dumping to 7 p.m., and it's asking residents not to put regular garbage in with the tree branches. Dan Baum is KSL News Radio.
Check out KSLNewsRadio.com right now for more information on landfill locations and the rules for dropping off storm debris. We're also constantly updating our list of school closings.
Police have identified the truck driver killed during that windstorm. Donald Hardy was outside unloading his trailer when a gust of wind opened the semi door and hit him in the head. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says there should have been a warning for truck drivers.
Somebody dropped the ball. None of this should have happened. None of those trucks, none of that should have happened.
The Hardys sold everything to become truck drivers and drive across America together.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
It's been tough for firefighters trying to contain 2 large wildfires in Utah County, but there is something everyone can do to help. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce explains.
Don't fly a drone. That's the message from firefighters who are trying to get the upper hand on the Ether Hollow and William fires burning in steep terrain. Incident Management spokeswoman Dana Harris says there's now a no-fly zone over both blazes because drones can cause helicopters to crash or at least make it very tricky for pilots.
They're watching their bucket. They're watching where they're putting the water. They're watching where they're dipping from. So it's very technical and work they have to concentrate on, and then to have another aircraft come in that they weren't expecting is super dangerous.
And one drone had previously flown near the William fire. The no-fly zones will be in place for all aircraft until these fires are out. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Today we're looking at a low of 44, but by the end of the week we're going to see lows in the 60s.
Finally, things have calmed down. No watches and warnings. The wind's calming. 69 today. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 79 in the sun, and it warms up nicely. Summer weather returns for the weekend. 85 on Saturday, 88 on Sunday. Sunshine both days, and sunny skies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Grant says we're looking at temperatures in the lower to high 80s all next week.
It's not just California. The Northwest is also burning. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the West is on fire. More than 200 wildfires burning in 9 states, including ours. Southern Oregon is hard hit with mass evacuations and small towns being burned off the map. Governor Kate Brown.
Our number one priority right now is saving lives.
7 deaths are blamed on the fires this week, including a boy and his grandmother in Oregon. A 12-year-old boy died running from flames in Washington state. The Senate will vote on a stimulus package today, but Democrats oppose it, saying it doesn't go far enough. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sees the need for more pandemic relief.
If they come back and meet us in the middle, we'll be eager to talk to them.
Each side accusing the other of being stubborn. And first-time jobless claims last week came in at 884,000, the same as the week before. That's 2 consecutive weeks of fewer than a million new claims. And the presidential campaign roaring to life despite the pandemic. Democrat Joe Biden was in the battleground state of Michigan yesterday.
Under Donald Trump, Michigan lost auto jobs even before COVID hit.
President Trump campaigns there today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.